Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X. Today we are broadcasting from the Women with Vision, the Greater Impact Conference, hosted by NABO, really NABO, Arizona, mainly the NABO Phoenix group. And we have the great fortune to be meeting with several of our speakers who have been helping all the participants really get grounded and find their way further into leadership in their roles in their businesses. And today we're going to be speaking with Victoria Trafton, who is with Your Third Act. Welcome, Victoria.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here, Karen.
So tell us a little bit about your business. We've known each other for several years, and I would love for everybody else to get to know you as well. Tell us about Your Third Act.
So my third act is working more with women, because I had a corporate career for 35 years working in a male-dominated environment in Silicon Valley. And I enjoyed it. I loved it. I did well. I was a vice president. And I had never worked for a woman or had a woman work for me. So when I became an entrepreneur, particularly moving to Arizona, I discovered this world of women through networking and the amazing people they are and what support they were for me. And so I really want to work more with women and at this stage help them figure out their unique gifts and talents and what they want to do with their lives going forward.
So you were in a male-dominated industry and you just tend to have male bosses and teammates and that sort of thing. How long have you really been passionate about helping other women find their way?
It started very concretely in 2011 when I started the Sisterhood of Happiness, and I found the power of women supporting each other. So I feel like your first act in life to maybe 25, 30 years old is learning the rules. And your second act is following the rules, and you fulfill your roles and you do all that you want. And because we are, most of us, going to live till 100 plus, you've got another third act where you get to write your rules. And I think women have the potential to do that, but we need a different conversation. And I really want to get involved in that for myself and for them so we can have an impact on the world and live very joyful lives.
It's very different than the generations before us, right? Our parents, they weren't looking to what would it be like post-retirement or certainly, you know, well into their 80s and 90s. And now we find that we're living longer and we're more active longer. And so you're a great advocate for that and a teacher, of course. Tell us, with your business and the women that you're fortunate to work with, how does that work from, like, if this is intriguing to me, how do I get involved?
Well, I do online classes to bring women together to start a whole new conversation. And there's a lot of knowledge out there now with neuroscience and how to change your brain and how to overcome limiting beliefs, that it opens up a new landscape of unlimited potential. So when everybody looks at their life from a landscape of, oh, I can be who I want, I can do what I want, and there's plenty of time, is a very different conversation. And then helping them figure out who are they, who have they become, and what can you do with that for either profit or nonprofit, but mostly just for more fulfillment and contribution.
I'm hearing the what's possible. You help navigate us towards possibility. And you are a longtime member of NABO, and you are a speaker for us here today at this wonderful conference. Why this conference for you? I mean, I think it speaks to, obviously, your business. Why NABO, and why is something like today so important for women?
Well, NABO is the voice of women business owners in America, 12 million women. That's a big number. So there's an environment here to learn from NABO National about what's going on with women elsewhere. And to come to this conference, I believe we need a women's conference in Arizona. We need to be around different women, other women, to change maybe our limiting beliefs or to see what's possible and who we learn from. So NABO is the perfect organization to do that, because it is for women to help women be more successful in business. And I've been a member 10 years, but I have seen NABO change dramatically, just as women are changing dramatically. But the theme is always the same. How can we truly help each other be successful and grow as women business owners?
So well said. I know our friends in NABO leadership will look forward to hearing that little soundbite from this podcast. Victoria, how can folks get in touch with you? What's the best way to find you?
The best way to find me is, if people remember my name, Victoria Trafton, I have a website called victoriatrafton.com. And what that will show people is I work to help business owners build their business through relationship. But part of that is your third act coming out of that, which will be more about who is the woman behind the business. But victoriatrafton.com is the best way to reach me.
Love it. Thanks for being here with us today. And if there was one parting motivational thought or something that you could leave with maybe somebody who is not sure where to go next, what would you say to them?
I would say to figure out who you really are, what you really want in life, and just start becoming the person you want to be. Find the qualities in other women, look for the qualities in yourself and amplify them, and just keep trying. And the only way you're going to figure out who you are is other people will tell you. And the best way to get that is through girlfriends and honest, deep conversations.
Beautiful. Thanks again for being here.